Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Thank goodness Andy McCarthy taking the time with us, contributing editor at National Review and fellow at the National Review Institute, Fox News contributor, former assistant U.S. Attorney. Andy, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us during these wild, wild times, my friend. How you doing, by the way?
I'm doing great, Joe. I haven't got a complaint in the world. The world is on fire, but... I get to work for another 15 minutes, you know.
You're on TV every 30 seconds. They call Andy McCarthy. It's so great. I know. That's why we appreciate you joining us. Because I want to read your article here. I'm going to re-X this out. Hush money is not a crime, and Bragg has no case against Trump. And yet the colleges are imploding. I actually saw, I've quoted this several times. If you're listening to Piscopo and Andy McCarthy on the radio, please forgive me for quoting it again. Andy, I heard on CBS News on like Face the Nation, whatever the show they do on the weekend, the world is on fire. This was like from Margaret Brennan from CBS News. Everybody knows the world, it's like imploding. What are we doing? Let's go after Donald Trump in New York and New York with with this Hamas, people supporting Hamas outwardly now on the streets of New York, and we're more concerned with what you're saying is no case against Trump. Please walk us through that and what will happen 9:30 this morning. Does this guy Mershon, the judge, put Trump in jail, Andy McCarthy?
Well, I don't think he's going to put Trump in jail. He may fine him. I think the gag order is very unfair. First of all, I think that these courts, I mean, you and I have discussed this before. There are more important constitutional considerations at stake than their little trials.
Yeah.
And in this system, you know, everybody has rights and everybody has duties, but they don't exist in a vacuum. They collide with each other. And here we have a situation where you have two things that are important. The administration of justice in trials is important, but so are presidential campaigns and having robust debate in them and having a fair system where, you know, everybody, this is in this system that we now have, everybody, Joe Biden, Trump's political enemies, the witnesses in the case, everybody's allowed to talk about Trump, but Trump's not allowed to talk. which is lunatic, but it's not just lunatic because it's unfair on the face of it, like the stupidity that like Trump is gagged, but the witnesses can, like Michael Cohen. I would have a root canal before I would listen to a Michael Cohen podcast. But I understand this guy does a podcast like two or three times a week where all he does is rail about Trump. Yesterday he's on Twitter putting, I guess we'd call it Twitter anymore. He's on X. X-ing about Trump. Stormy Daniels, I think they had a documentary about her. I understand it was rated PG-13, kids, so you know you could probably watch that. She's out about a couple of weeks, and she's out talking about Trump. So everybody's talking about Trump, but Trump is not allowed to talk about the witnesses. Yeah. So that would be bad enough just on the face of it. But Trump is entitled to run for president. And the public is entitled to have campaigns and elections decided at the ballot box, not in the courtroom. And these judges, in the name of administration of justice in their little trials, are telling the major party candidate for the presidency that he can't talk about matters that Biden and all of Trump's opponents are perfectly free to wax on about as much as they want, which is crazy.
So, I just want to prepare everybody for the worst, because I always like to bring some solace to the program every morning. And boy, Lord knows it's not easy, Andy McCarthy. But it's like, if you go, so it's 9:30, and they'll probably fine Trump for, and you're absolutely, everything you said, and you're very objective, and it's not like, you know, you're a pro Trump guy, or you don't wear a MAGA hat when you go on TV.
I wish Trump would stop. I think he brings his problems on himself. But
interesting. You know,
looking at this as a lawyer, as opposed, I'm not a political strategist, and I'm not saying what I think Trump should do. If I were, you know, if I had any influence with Trump, I'd say zip it. You know, your problems mostly caused by running off at the mouth.
Yeah.
But as a matter of constitutional law, he has
there
a right
is.
To speak.
There it is.
Now, here's what I, when I say he's got a right to speak, The law applies, right? So if you speak and you commit incitement, you can be prosecuted for that. If you speak and you defame somebody, you can be sued for that. No one's saying he's above those laws. If he does those things, there's legal consequences.
Yeah.
But no one else in the system is told, as we say in the as the Latin expression goes in the law, no one is told a priori. No one is told before the fact that you can't speak. It's just that if you do speak, there are consequences to that, and you have to live with them. If Trump goes out and speaks, everything he says can be used against him in court. They can use it to cross-examine him. If I was his lawyer, I would give him like a million reasons why he should shut up.
Yeah.
But as a matter of law, you can't tell a candidate for president that he can't talk about things that are material issues in the campaign. And if he wants to, you know, it's leave it to his judgment to decide if he wants to, you know, if he wants to say stuff. If he crosses lines, then, you know, there's consequences for that. But you can't gag him before he, you know, to prevent him from even speaking.
A priori, a priori.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I think I had veal parmesan there one night. Wasn't that a restaurant in New York? What was that? Very good. Hey, well done.
Pretty good, huh?
I love that. That was great.
Exhausted my Latin now.
You know what, though? And again, if you listen in, and the fact is, and the point is, and that's such a vital point that you make, Andy McCarthy, Trump has the right to do it, because if Michael Cohen's going to do it, Stormy Daniels is going to do it, if everybody else is going to go against it, Joe Biden's going to do it, then Trump should have a voice and be able to say it. But my thought was that as well, if I may, and I humbly submit this. I would love to see President Trump come out when he comes out to the railing there and he makes the speeches. Tell me about what's happening in Iran. Tell me how you would fix what's happening in Ukraine. Tell me what you feel. He has a platform there to say, you know, yeah, listen, the trial will work it out. But here's what's happening in the world, and here's what I want to do. So it's such a big platform right there. And don't even address the trial. So I hear you. That's what I would do. But on the other hand, when I say that on the air, Andy McCarthy, mostly women will say to me, Joe, Trump has to defend himself because no one else is. So I understand that as well. And he should have the right to do it. And he does have the constitutional right to do it. But I'm telling you what, and help me out here, Andy, and I don't want to hold you too long because I know busy day that you have. I'm afraid Bragg's going to ask for jail time. I'm afraid Mershon's going to want jail time. Why? Because that's a badge of honor for these wackos that are in this court system in New York, and he goes downstairs. And frankly, honestly, on the show, we love drama. That would make great radio, man. And I think it would really secure Trump's election as president if they did something like that. But you don't think Mershon will go that far?
I don't think so. But I'm sympathetic to what you're saying. I think, you know, frankly, if I were Trump, I'd go out this morning and say, we're in Manhattan. You know what else is in Manhattan? Columbia's in Manhattan.
Yeah,
bingo. How come I'm here?
Boom.
How come I'm here?
Yeah.
And Alvin Bragg isn't fixing
boom
takeover of Columbia.
Exactly, you know? Right. Exactly right.
You know, this is what Bragg thinks he should be doing with his time. while Hamas takes over Colombia? Really?
Yeah, amen, amen. And also, and the Tish James being shot down, trying to change everything with the bond for Trump. She got shot down. So maybe that's a good sign. And before we let you go, if indeed something terrible happens this morning with Trump, whatever happens, he's got the appellate court. That appellate court, because of what happened with Tish James, may lead me to believe that maybe the appellate court will listen to some common sense, Andy McCarthy.
Yeah, I just really think that Merchan, I don't think he's a complete nut like Engoron. He's actually made a couple of rulings in Trump's favor in the last couple of days. I mean, look, for the most part, he's bent over backwards for Bragg, and this is a ridiculous case.
Yeah.
But he did, for example, last week say that Bragg can't use Michael Cohen's ridiculous guilty plea to campaign violations in federal court.
Got it.
Evidence that Trump committed campaign violations.
Okay.
It was actually a very important ruling. So I don't think this judge already knows that, you know, all eyes are on him because Trump has pointed out that his daughter is a Democratic political operative.
Yeah.
He now turns around and, like, puts him in the slammer even if it's for a day or two.
Yeah.
It would be the worst thing politically that could happen to Democrats, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Andy, great chat this morning. Thank you so much for being so honest with us. And I know you're going to be on TV most of the day. So thanks for sharing your expertise on the radio with us, Andy McCarthy.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.